President Bush traveled to Missouri yesterday to promote his idea of creating a new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. The idea would combine more than 100 existing government agencies and entities, from the Coast Guard to Customs to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, into a single department. One of the president's stops yesterday was at a water treatment facility in Kansas City. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us. Hi, Don. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What was the purpose of that trip yesterday?
There are multiple purposes. First, by visiting a huge water treatment plant, by peering into this football field-sized body of water there. The president's trying to demonstrate the potential vulnerability of something like a Midwestern community's fresh water supply. And he uses an event like this to make it clear that the whole country needs to be vigilant, that there are potential targets everywhere that terrorists can try to hit. But this trip, and we will see many, many more like it in the weeks and months ahead, is also designed for the president to get out there and to make sure the public is behind his plan to create this new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. He said in Kansas City that he needs the help of the American people to remind, this is a quote, turf fighters in Congress not to be nervous because we're talking about doing what's right for America. So he's anticipating upcoming fights in Congress, not so much over the big idea, but over the ultimate shape of the department. And he wants the public to get in line with his vision.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the president was asked about Abdullah al-Muhajir. That's the suspect in this alleged dirty bomb plot. What did Mr. Bush have to say about the decision to keep Muhajir in indefinite military detention?
He put this in the context of what he described as a massive manhunt that's underway around the world. The president said that Muhajir is one of 2,400 people, was the number he used, who've been rounded up by the U.S. and other countries, U.S. coalition partners around the world. In fact, he said Muhajir now makes it 2,401. Mm. But he wouldn't say anything about possible accomplices of Muhajir's in this so-called dirty bomb plot, and wouldn't get into any specifics, saying it's up to Department of Defense and Justice to determine how any given suspect is handled.
Mm-hmm. We do not know who most of those 2,400 are. We know a handful of them. John Walker Lind, that's the young American from California, the man who was captured in Afghanistan where he was fighting with the Taliban forces. There's also this alleged 20th hijacker, Zakaria Mousawi. Some of them are in civilian custody, some are in military custody. So how does the administration make those distinctions?
It varies from case to case based on what's known, based on perhaps how strong the legal case may be, based on a number of factors. John Walker Lind, a U.S. citizen awaiting trial in federal court in Virginia, civilian court. Mousawi, that alleged 20th hijacker, a French national, also being tried in civilian courts, also in Virginia. He's the one who's asking to serve as his own lawyer in those proceedings. So you might think, based on this, that Muhajir, this alleged dirty bomb plotter, mm-hmm. would possibly end up in the same place. But the U.S. says he's a U.S. citizen, was transferred to military custody because he refused to be interviewed or to cooperate in any way with the Justice Department. His attorney is objecting loudly to this, as you can imagine. But yesterday, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said there's no interest in putting him on trial for now. What they want to know now is what he knows about possible U.S. threats that are out there, plots against the U.S.
Thank you very much, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.